I'm Ramel London, and this is the Mainstream Top Tips. Question, have you got a showreel? I actually have one for radio, for TV, and for voiceovers. I've always seen a showreel as your best bits that you can send to TV execs, radio producers, clients of voiceover ads, and more to get more work. In the DJ world, you'll make a mix. In the acting world, you'll make a self-tape. Directors will put together their favorite shots and edits too. The best advice I was ever given about a showreel is, don't just add the work you've done, include the work you want to do more of. This is your opportunity to show what you can do. Let's find out from our mainstream friends if they have a showreel, what they decided to put in it, and how you can put your work out there too.
So what I did is I sort of started Googling and searching presenters that I liked and presenters that I thought were cool. So, you know, like Clara and Tania, because she had gone from Rinse to Kiss.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I thought, how did she do that? Like, what was that? How did that work out?
Yeah.
And then I sort of saw that people were represented by managers, and I thought, okay, so how do I get a manager? So I made my own showreel. And what I did is that I started listening to, because most agencies have websites, and on the websites, if it's broadcast, they'll have an audio showreel, or if it's, you know, for TV, they'll have a visual showreel. And I thought, okay, so I'm a radio presenter.
Yeah.
So I need to make an audio showreel. So I just listened to loads of different showreels from different presenters and different stations, different genres. And then I applied that to my Rinse show.
Yeah.
So every day I would record my entire show and then clip the bits that I liked.
Amazing.
And it took me a few months to get together a minute and a half of audio that I was proud of.
You was happy with, yeah.
Yeah, so I started timing myself. I speak really fast in casual conversation. So even now, like, I sort of like count while I'm talking.
Do you?
Yeah, because I just rush. So
it's okay, baby, you can slow down.
No, when I'm relaxed, even people in this room know me, you know, innit? When I'm relaxed, I go blah, 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 blah. So I had to learn how to speak more articulately and, and obviously, if I listen back to it now, I'm like, no, but I was really proud of it at the time. And I just sent it to different agencies, and then I got a manager from Wise Buddha, who at the time were a voiceover agency. Yeah. And I met a girl called Natalie, who ended up being my agent, and then they helped me get a better showreel.
Amazing.
And then from there, I was able to send that showreel to info@KissFM, @OneXtra, @CapitalXtra.
Jeez.
I didn't, like, nobody knew me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, how do I find a producer? How do I find this? How do I find that? And then that's when I started to get pilots for other stations, and that's how I ended up on Capital Extra.
I mean, for example, when we were at Capital Extra, there's no one like filming anything you're doing unless you're doing breakfast and your live interviews are being filmed for YouTube and online, right?
Yeah.
So I used to just take my camera set up into the studio.
No way.
And set it up on a tripod and film my show so that I had snippets to put into my showreel.
Look at that.
And bearing in mind, this was like 2 o'clock in the morning, so the effort was real.
Like, oh my God, did you like do full makeup and stuff as well?
Yes.
Oh wow, well done.
I did full makeup, made myself look like, you know what, we go into the studio like Ramel.
Yeah.
Like looking like we just fell out of bed sometimes.
Basically wearing my pajamas.
Yeah,
most weekends.
I used to make like effort, go in, set up my tripod, film my show.
Wow.
Before that I was on Select Radio.
Oh.
And before that I was on Rinse.
Oh gosh, yes. Oh my gosh.
So like I did like the free radio, get your air miles up, money, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go and do my show and make sure I had something for a showreel to get onto Capital Extra. Because I got Capital Extra myself. I literally did Rinse, recorded loads of my shows, did Select, completely different vibe, recorded all of those shows, and then I got somebody to edit together a voice reel for me.
Amazing.
And then I sent it to Manny and I sent it to Javan, who was a producer, and both of them liked it, so they both then sent it to the station manager around the same time, and then he contacted me and was like, I've just got your reel from two people, it's really good, will you come in?
Wow.
Yeah. Look, and then they made me test for like months,
of course,
like 6 months, and then one day they were like, no one can work, will you come in and cover a show? And I was like, yes. And they were like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I don't care. And they were like, it's a 6-hour shift. I was like, great.
Yeah, it was showreel. It was all showreel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it originally started. So the first video I ever made was to make a showreel. And I was like, okay, Kwani's present to TV, did it.
Yeah.
And then I was walking and the lads at Chicken Cottage, I used to go there all the time. Because I used to work opposite Chicken Cottage at the theatre.
Okay.
So I used to always go.
Oh, I actually remember that theatre and that Chicken Cottage in Leeds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Leeds. New Brigade, right? So, and I used to go there, and then Asians, isn't it? We're like, yeah, what are you saying, bro? And then as I'm walking past one day filming this, he like waved at me and I'm like, let me go interview a minute.
Yeah.
He was the only person I had access to interview was the chicken shop man. And I'm like, let's go. Let's interview him.
He's a contributor.
Do you know what I mean? Let's I went, go. Interviewed him, and as I was interviewing him, he didn't speak proper English and I kept asking about his chicken. And then I was like, is it real chicken? And then he was like, no, it's not. And then, but he, because he didn't speak proper English. Oh, no. And then I think
I remember that video.
Yeah, I just went in and then I went backstage and just like interviewing the chicken pieces. I think, I don't know, somewhere daft. I was just whatever. And then, yeah. And then from there, that was, I put that on Facebook and it got like 3,000 views. And I'm like, I've only got like 200 friends. Like, what the hell?
No, back then, like Facebook was where you put content and it blue so proper. It makes sense.
But yeah, doing vox pops in like random places, like we'd do, you know, like Bally Ballerson, jumping in balls. I did this like London loo tour where yeah, this woman, she shows you all the loos in like London and she's like holding this toilet plunger around like this.
She disgusting.
Showed me the Jubaloo, where the Queen used to do a poo. She's got her own security guard and they change the toilet seat every single time
for the Queen.
Yeah, because someone would try and sell it on eBay.
Oh.
So it did, yeah, because it's like people are just weird.
So you were meeting some interesting...
I was doing some random things. So my literary show was full of me like on a London loo tour, like jumping into like doing speed dating with your dog, beer yoga.
All of like, these things I have never heard
random,
of.
Random. You know, in London, like there's always random things.
We need to watch your show.
Yeah, it's like random stuff like that. And I absolutely loved it because it's like you're getting out there, you're meeting people.
Yeah.
And so I probably have like 5 show reels, but like, do we need show reels now in 2023? Like, I don't even know. Like, do people watch people's show reels?
I don't have a show reel.
What?
Okay.
To this day, you don't have a show reel.
But that's the glory to the God that I serve. I really don't have a show. I don't have a show reel. I don't even put up mixes. I don't do none of that. I'm so sorry. I really don't. No. I know it sounds crazy. I really don't.
That's interesting because that just goes to show that like, you can get booked and busy by just showing up and doing it.
Do you get it? My Instagram really is my showreel, really. Fair. But have I ever sent out like an actual showreel to people? No, I've got like a EPK that says everything that I've done in life.
Okay, great.
But there isn't a, oh my gosh, what kind of presenter is she? Let me see that. There isn't any of that exists.
So how do you usually get bookings? Is it through like recommendations or?
Yeah, they would have seen maybe stuff on Instagram and like probably email. That's usually how it happens. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank God.
Everything is a reel. Like
Instagram stole that name.
Instagram's reels.
Yeah.
TikTok is reels. Like everything is a reel. So actually, I don't feel like you need a show reel. What people really need to see is like online stuff.
Okay.
Like I feel like that's what people want. Like, where's the link to your like show? Like people just want to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's lots of like little things that you'd think were just like handed to me for my reel, but they weren't. They were like, I've either taken my own camera, like I got hired to host Air Max Day for Nike.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Yeah, like I basically roped in Tony and got him to bring my camera and bless him, like he videoed the whole day so that I had snippets for my reel. Like there's just loads of opportunities where I was working where I probably wouldn't have got content,
of course.
But I've like made sure that I got content for my reel.
Well, to be honest, you submit to anybody can submit to film festivals, which is what we did.
Amazing.
But you don't know, like you don't know, for example, which certain festivals have certain remits or certain things that them like. So if you don't know, you can't spend one bag of money and submit to everywhere.
Yeah.
And 90% of it is no. Oof. When half of them is probably no because they don't program that type of work anyway.
Yeah.
But if you don't do your research and find out, then you're not going to really know. So right. Subsequently, but again, me is more a man for just do something and then figure it out. So, like, you know what I mean? So
I like that.
But
though.
Yeah, man, just the school, dash for the money and submit to everywhere and see what can go on, you know?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that was kind of my strategy, really. I've always been like, just try everything and see what stick.
That's it.
So that was that, really.
Oh. Anytime you... I'm going to call it progress and grow into a new phase of your career. then you have to start from the beginning. Yeah. Like, you have to start your reel from scratch, or like cut loads of it and go out and make new content. Like, I hired a videographer, a location house and everything to film a bunch of property content. Because although I've developed loads of properties and stuff, I've not got anything on camera.
Yeah, sure.
So I had to like go and create all of that to go into a reel to take things where I want them to go next.
I think in some ways it's easier to become a presenter, but in a lot of ways it's harder, because actually if everybody's a presenter, then you have to be even more exceptional. Poof. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was different before, where like someone could be a nobody, then they get a job on Blue Peter, and then they become a star overnight or whatever. Yeah. But now, like, basically everyone's got TikTok, everyone can talk to camera, whatever.
That's true.
So it's like you literally have to be super exceptional.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it's kind of harder. But then I think if you've played the long game, then you, like, you're a bit more, you've got more tenacity, I think. You're almost a bit more, like, I think you can push yourself more.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing it for longer. Whereas maybe if you've just started, you might feel really intimidated by that loads of people are doing it, and then you're like, oh, I'm not doing it anymore.
That is some, or like maybe food you do, for thought.
Do you know what I mean? Or maybe you drop like 10 TikToks and like no one's watched it, and then you're like, oh, I'm done, I'm leaving, I'm going back to my office job.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas for us, like,
it's
go hard or go home.
Yeah.
As you can tell, times have really changed in how you can get yourself noticed in the mainstream. So here are our top tips on how to make a showreel and put your work out there. Number one, of course the question did come up, do you even need a showreel anymore with the rise of TikTok and Instagram? I personally say it's always better to have a reel with some of your best work all in one link or clip. But if all of your best work goes on social media anyway, make sure it's easy to see in a highlight, pinned to the top of your page, and easy to access. Number two, for filmmakers, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Do your research and submit your films to the appropriate film festivals. Number three, if you're an up-and-coming presenter, be creative. Don't be afraid to ask your friends and family for some help filming vox pops and street interviews in your local area. And put that content in a showreel and upload it to YouTube and social media. Who knows? If it's good, it might even go viral. Number four, if you're already getting DJ bookings, hosting gigs, have a radio show, or access to a studio, make the most of this. Record some clips, film yourself hosting or on air, and put your best bits into a reel. And number five, alternatively, word of mouth is so valuable. It's fair to say that your network is your net worth, and a lot of talent often get bookings and recommendations when they are seen on screen or in action. So keep up the good work. You never know who's watching. Thanks for watching The Mainstream Top Tips. Make sure you subscribe and follow at The Mainstream UK for more tips and advice.